Thank you all so much for joining me today. Last week, we talked about the power shift and what it's like to take ownership of who you are so that others don't get the ability to be able to define you. This week, we're going to talk about something a little bit different. And we're going to talk about our words and them having creative power. My question is now that you've discovered the fact that your words have creative power, what do you plan to do with them next? Yeah, I mean, when you start to really, really take that in, if you knew that you could speak a word into the atmosphere and it could shift and change your reality, what would you do with your words? I'm almost certain that you would start to think twice about what you have to say before you start just speaking anything and everything. If it was me, I would definitely look into words that build up and words that definitely do not tear down. I'm real big on affirmations, and I'm really, really big about shifting my atmosphere with the words that I speak. I really understand the depth of what it means to speak what it is that I want to see, not necessarily what I feel. Now, yeah, there is an art to that, and there is practice that will eventually make perfect, but you can start right from where you are. Creative words, words that can go in there and change what your life has been up until this point. Understanding that you can speak what you want to see. So what is it that you'd like to see happen in your day today? You might have started off on a rough foot. You might have had just a bad morning, or had people influence you in such a bad way, or had someone speak a word to you that you didn't like what they had to say. But what will you do about it? I'm here to challenge you. Open up your mouth and speak what it is that you want to see today. You can start by encouraging and uplifting yourself. I'm sure that you have a mirror in your house somewhere. Go find that mirror and begin to speak to the person that's looking back at you. Speak. I am beautiful. I am loved. I am respected. I am abundantly blessed. I have enough cash flow where I can bless others. I don't worry about what the day houses because my needs are already met. All life flows through me. Positive energy everywhere. Every place I turn and everywhere I look, only goodness follows me. That's just the beginning. That's just an example of some of the things that you can say to yourself. And I know you felt it because I felt it too. These are things that you can say to challenge what you normally say about yourself. You got to stop giving so much energy to the negative and begin to speak positive into your life if that's what you want to see. So be careful and be a little bit more critical because your words have creative power. They have the ability to shift and change what you see in your reality. Let's start today. Don't delay. I mean, you've been putting it off for some time now. You know you've been negative. I know you've been negative. We know that we've been negative at some point. But if we understood the depth of the power that we house when we're able to speak what we want to see, I guarantee you we would clean that up, and we would clean it up fast. So today, work on it. Work at it. Your words have creative power. What will you do with them? What will you do with them? I plan to use my words today to completely shift my atmosphere. I plan to use my words today to help me to persevere through any adversity that I might face in the day. I plan to use my words today to exist on purpose. It's not enough just to be out here existing. I want to live in the day. So how do I do that? I start to make requests and I start to speak. And you can do this too. It's not as hard as it may seem. Creative power. You have it. It's not something that you need to go on Amazon and purchase. It's not something that you need to borrow from a friend. But everything that you need to have that creative power already exists within. So today, speak what it is, what you want to see, and not necessarily what you feel. Those words have creative power. They will seep into every area of your life and they will begin to transform what your reality is. Oh gosh, you guys, I'm so excited. Aren't you excited too? Why are you still here? It's time for you to get up and go speak. I already started mine off. What are you going to do with the words that have power that are in your mouth? Thank you all for listening today. You have enjoyed once again another episode of Authentically Our Lettuce podcast. Please do continue to join me here every week Thursday for a new episode of Authentically Our Lettuce podcast. On this podcast show, we discuss a numerous and various amounts of different episodes, and we talk about various topics. So if you have an idea of a topic that you'd like to see discussed, please do feel free to join me on some of my social sites. You can go to AuthenticallyOurLetter.com and you can leave a comment on my contact page. You can also leave a comment on a blog post. You can also join me on YouTube and you can subscribe to my YouTube channel. You can also join me on Instagram and Facebook at AuthenticallyOurLetter. Hey, I look forward to hearing from you all very soon. And in the meantime, don't worry about what's in front of you because you have the power to shift and change it. And remember, we'll be talking soon.